Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Our text currently in our study on the Beacon Broadcast is 2 Corinthians chapter 8. The subject is giving, and particularly Paul is talking about a special project offering, a collection that he has been taking up among a number of Gentile churches, which when it is all collected together will be sent to Jerusalem to help the Christians there who are being persecuted by unbelieving Jews. He gives the church at Corinth, to whom he is writing, an example of exemplary giving in verse 1 when he talks about the churches of Macedonia. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. And he goes on to talk about their incredible performance in giving, which is being done despite all odds against it, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality, for I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were rather freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints, and not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So in spite of great difficulties and deep poverty, they gave generously with great joy, not only according to their ability, which was not great, but beyond their ability, which was great. How could they give beyond their ability? They gave what it seemed impossible to be able to give, but they did it because they wanted to. They did it because their hearts were filled with joy at the opportunity to do it. They did it because they trusted God to enable them to do it. They did it because they believed God would honor their sacrificial giving and would meet all of their needs as a result of their commitment to Christ and to His people who needed help. And so they begged Paul to be allowed to participate. Paul wasn't begging them for money. They were begging Paul for the privilege of giving money. What a different attitude they had in their giving than so many people have today. And how were they able to do this? How were they able to give beyond their ability to give? And the answer takes us back to verse 1. It's the grace of God. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. And he goes on to describe their incredible giving, their generous giving, their impossible giving, and yet it wasn't impossible because it was enabled by the grace of God. Now, I'll have to come back to this in a moment. I'll stop and welcome you to this Monday, May 15 edition of the Beacon Broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting us financially to help us pay the bills so we can continue teaching God's Word on this station. Now back to this idea in verse 1 that it was the grace of God that enabled them to do this. I've got something I want you to think about. What do we call? What's a good characteristic, good description of New Testament giving? We often call it grace giving. And many times in saying that, people mean in contrast with the Old Testament, with the legality, the the Mosaic requirement, the command of God to tithe. And though I don't have time to get into it now, I actually believe that tithing is a good standard to measure our giving, at least as we get started, and that it is not strictly something that was done only under the law of Moses. But nevertheless, I don't have time to get into all of that right now. But most of the time, we generally say that Old Testament giving was legal giving, maybe even we would say legalistic giving, the requirement to tithe, but New Testament giving is grace giving. Now, I hear that a lot, and that actually is a good statement. It's a true statement, but I don't think that most people mean by it what the Bible would mean by it. What are you saying? Well, when I hear people talk that way, most of the time, when I listen a little bit further to what they're saying, and maybe even if personal conversation is involved, have the opportunity to ask questions, I get the idea that what they're saying is, under grace in the New Testament, we don't have to give nearly as much. The Old Testament Israelites had to give that tithe. That was so burdensome. But in the New Testament, we are free. We are subject to grace giving, and that means we don't have to give nearly as much. Well, we are under grace giving. New Testament giving is grace giving, but what did New Testament grace giving look like as we see it described in 2 Corinthians chapter 8? It was exceedingly sacrificial, exceedingly generous, exceedingly abundant. We don't have any exact percentages or figures here, but keep in mind that these churches of Macedonia were giving beyond what they gave to their local church to meet the obligations there, God-given obligations that Christians have to support their local church, to support their pastors and so forth. That's all given to us in the New Testament. That's part of grace giving. It's an obligation that Christians have to do that because God has given us that requirement. But here is an extra project giving above that. And they want to give even though it's going to tax their resources exceedingly. Some would look at that and say, that's not possible or that's not wise. Don't give that much. You're impoverishing yourself. But here's what we mean, what the New Testament means when it says grace giving. They gave beyond their ability by the grace of God. And what is the grace of God? We talk about grace giving as if somehow it means not so generous, not so much. And when we find it here, grace giving is God's enabling grace makes it possible for people to give more than they thought they could, more than logic would say they could, more than the figures on their budget sheet would indicate they can and do, could do. Grace giving is God's grace enabling people to do what otherwise they cannot do. Isn't that what grace is? Isn't grace God enabling people to do what they cannot do? That's what we mean when we talk about salvation. Salvation is by grace, that is, God going to work in the human heart to create life, to create a new heart, to make a new creature in Christ Jesus, to create desires that were not there before and could not be there before except by the grace of God. The grace of God enables people to do what otherwise they could not possibly do. The grace of God enables people to do the impossible. And that's what we have here. How did these people give this way? In a great trial of affliction? their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality? I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift. How is it possible for people to give beyond their ability? Grace. Grace enables people to do that. It is the grace of God that enables Christians to do what otherwise they could not do. That's what grace is. And so grace giving, it seems to me, is larger giving than legalistic giving, than the tithing requirement from the Old Testament. What the Old Testament people did by law, which didn't really require grace, New Covenant people do more by grace because the grace of God enables them to do more. The Old Testament tithing requirement was something that people could do if they were obedient. They could give a tenth of their income, whatever their income was. The tenth, of course, is a small part of the whole. You've got nine-tenths left to take care of your other responsibilities. Now, again, a proper understanding of tithing in the Old Testament actually reveals that there was more than one tithe, but I won't go into that now. But just thinking about it the way we normally do, a tithe is 10%. 10% it's a small part compared to the 90%. And that is something that people can do if they will try hard enough. That's what it really boils down to. If they will try hard enough, if they will budget carefully enough, if they will discipline themselves sufficiently enough, people can do that in their own strength and power and according to their own will and ability. They can tithe. But New Covenant giving is giving beyond your ability to give. It's giving what is impossible to give, an amount, a percentage, a generous sacrificial giving, different, I'm sure, for each person, but a level of giving that is impossible to do in our own strength, but is certainly possible by the grace of God. That's what God's grace is. It is divine enablement to do what otherwise we cannot do and could not do. But here it is, and the churches of Macedonia gave in this generous, sacrificial, joyful, insistent manner beyond their giving in their local church, but they gave beyond that to the project offering by God's enabling grace. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Is that how you desire to give? Is that what you mean by grace giving? Is that the kind of giving that you desire to do? By God's enabling power, by the grace of God, that's the kind I desire to do. And I trust that the Lord will give all of His people that desire, because that honors Him and that gives Him opportunity to demonstrate His great power. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.